Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to be entertained by the sweetest talent in internet radio? And now, here she is, Brown Sugar!
What's happening? Hey. Come on, y'all. We're going to give it up tonight. A hip-hop artist band. That's what's happening. Hey. Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. I see all my listeners out there in the chat room. I got to say what's happening to all of y'all. Loyal listeners tuning in weekly. Keeping it locked on the live show on the internet. But tonight, we have Hip Hop Hottie Benz. He's returning on Brown Sugar Radio, making it do what it do. And I gotta say that I am truly excited because Benz, this remix that this brother put together is just so, so tight, so, so deep. Y'all gonna feel it. He got the remix, y'all, the birthday sex. So that's what's up. And this song is the business. So y'all keep it locked as we bump. Come on, y'all, work with us. Here we go, here we go. Come on, we're going to groove to this beat. Punch it in. Hey, y'all grooving, grooving. What? What? Come on, y'all. Hey, we gonna wait on Ben. He calling, he gonna call in any minute. And so, you know, Benz, I'm going to tell you, he was born in Jackson, Mississippi on October 13th. And the name Benz was coined by one of his friends who noticed his flashy style, referred him as a 500 Mercedes Benz, okay? So that's what's up. Can't wait for him to call in tonight, y'all. We're going to keep moving as we wait for our guests to call in. Information I want to give you about Benz, okay, is that he was born with this natural talent, all right? Benz initially began, you know, the art of rapping when he heard his homeboys doing it. He was like, you know what, I can do this too. So, you know, Benz been doing it and, you know, put together all kind of songs. You hear me? I mean, the vision is there, the talent is there. He's just doing major things. Major thing. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up. All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
wish I could rip out a page of my memory, cause I put too much energy in me. Can't wait till I get through this phase, cause it's killing me. Too bad we can't rewrite our own history. Such a mystery, when you're there with me, it's hard to believe I'm still lonely. Chances fading now, patience running out, this ain't how it's supposed to be. Divided now, there's no use hiding from the misery. No, such a misery when you're there with me. It's hard to believe I'm still lonely. Chances fading now, patience running out.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the moment has arrived. I want to say thank you so much for patiently waiting. I do see that we have Ben on the line, the man. What's going on, Ben?
Ha!
Okay. I'm chilling. Ha! Okay. Well, I want to say thank you, Ben, for coming back on Brown Sugar Radio. This is your second appearance, and I was really looking forward to having you on the show, because you got to fill us in and let us know what's been cracking with you, man.
Man, you know, for like the last 5 months, man, I've been on the road, man. I've been from the BET Awards, man, to Detroit, to Houston, to Little Rock, to Atlanta, to Augusta. Man, I've been to Shreveport. I've been in I just been working on the ground,
okay,
man.
Okay. I've heard that. Well, you know what got me when you had said, because you always keep me in the loop what's happening with you. And when you sent me that remix to Birthday Sex, I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We going
to
play that on the air.
You know, I had to do it for all my ladies. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I know that's right. I'm going to tell you, listeners, that you do have a treat this evening. You will fall in love. Now, the song is already dope, but, I mean, he just added a little extra flavor on it, and then he just got it like that. And so, you know, last time I spoke with you, Ben, you've always been, you know, a man on the move and very ambitious. You know what I'm saying? And I respect that. But let us know, you know, other than the fact that I know your hunger for, you know, to reach new heights and to break records and to go to that next level, what else is it that keeps you, you know, always striving to do better or to want more?
Man, my kids, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make sure they straight and they kids straight. Like, it's all about the future for me, you know what I'm saying? I just seen a lot, done a lot, then went the wrong way, then went the right way, then had boohoo's money, then been broke before. So I just seen every aspect of the world before. So when I get down and out, I just look at my two kids, and that what made me say, hey, I got to keep on striving because I don't want them to go what I went through.
I know that's right. Okay, what was your take on the BET Awards? You said you went there, and you know the passing of Michael Jackson has been one of the hugest headlines and stories of the year. Tell us, what were your thoughts on the BET Awards?
Man, like, it was crazy. Like, I think I landed at, like, 2:20. As we was walking in the airport, by 2:26, 2:46, I mean, a lady came out of nowhere. Y'all just heard about, because we was on the black folks in the rental car, but y'all just heard about Michael Jackson back? We like, huh? Like, I don't believe it, because the reason why I say I ain't believe it, Michael Jackson back. Everybody in the car rental place would have said something. The phones would have went to blowing up. Next 5 minutes, everybody that was with me phones went to blowing up. The dude behind the counter got a phone call. It was like, it was crazy. Like, I have never seen folks do what they did that day. Like, they was all around a man's star. I'm talking about like 15 to 20 minutes after he died. Like, Hollywood Boulevard was crazy. It was crazy.
Wow.
Like, man, he just that bad when it first had happened, because we went past the hospital. We seen all the people. Like, it took me by storm because, you know, Michael Jackson is one of us at the end of the day. You feel what I'm saying? Even though I like the little
okay.
and the Thriller Mike, you know what I'm saying? He's still one of us. You know what I'm saying? For the
That's right.
All creeds of people, all nationalities was just going crazy over it. It was just like, you had to be in L.A. to feel the moment. Like, I know you're sitting on TV. know you probably
okay.
see on the internet, but being in L.A. time it happened. Oh,
wow.
Like, that was it was one of them feelings, like when Obama got elected, but it was, like, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
you know what? That's funny you mentioned that, too, because even with Yahoo, now, they were stating that they had a record-breaking hits on the internet with people surfing it and trying to find out if Michael Jackson was dead. And they said that when Obama's inauguration took place, they had 16 million actual surfing Yahoo. But then when Michael Jackson passed, they said that the record was broken to 17.5 million people surfing the net. They thought they had a virus because they said that the circus was so heavily overloaded. And I know I was at work when it took place, so I'm on the internet trying to find information about it. And I remember the computer was moving really slow. I'm like, wow, is everyone in the world on this thing or what? Sure enough, 17.5 million people.
Like I said,
it's crazy.
It was a feeling like I have never felt before. Like them folks were crazy, man. L.A. was crazy. Like, everywhere you went, like, when driving on the street, people then they were talking about it. Every store we went to, they were talking about it. It was like that was the topic. Michael Jackson.
Wow. That's crazy because it was unbelievable. You know, and people were shocked, you know, like, what? Because, you know, we have been hearing rumors before, oh, Michael Jackson dead, Michael this, but it wasn't true, you know. So this time I was like you. I didn't believe it either. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what?
It's crazy.
What kind of, like, messed me up, though? Like it messed me up. Like, but, like, at the end of the BET Awards, like, when we were sitting, I was kind of by Joe Jackson, but when we was waiting on the limos, like, my limo was behind his. So
wow.
he was right beside me, you know, like, I'm like, hey, that's Joe Jackson. That's Reverend Sharpton right there. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And even that right then, you had people that was walking out the BET Awards, taking cameras and videos, just like the fans was across the street. Like, everybody was like, man, let me get this picture. Let me talk to him. Let me just say something. It was crazy.
Wow. Oh, that's a mess. And it's sad. It's so sad, you know. What do you feel his tragic death, well, I have to say, how do you feel his tragic death has impacted the music industry?
Man, I feel like between his death and Steve McNair, you know, I'm from Mississippi, McNair from Mississippi, you hear me? It kind of I guess sometimes people think superstars or icons above real life. I think, like, it puts you in that mold, like, for a real life aspect of everybody human. Now, on the music side, it shows you, like, man, you kind of want more dead than alive. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of weird to be selling more records than you've ever sold in the last 5 or 7 years because you died. I don't want to play a record like that.
That's okay, for real. Can I sell them while I'm living, please? Can I sell them while I'm living?
Let me enjoy this.
You know, I mean, for real, that's the craziest thing. So tell us, what were your thoughts on the BET Awards? Did you feel it should have been strictly just focused on the awards, or should they have taken it all and focused on Michael?
Nah, I felt, to me now, I done heard mixed aspects on it. I feel like they did a hell of a job in 2 or 3 days to do what they did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got nothing bad to say about it. Like, I enjoy it. Like, no, I enjoy it. I ain't got nothing bad to say about it. They did a good job to me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Now, a lot of the reviews that, because we actually did a recap show on the BET Awards, and a lot of the reviews that I received were, people felt like, it was rushed or not put together well. And like I said, with the time they had, you know, I always said they did the best they could.
They did the best they could with the time they had. Like, he died on a Thursday and it's a Sunday now. You know, like, with a little party, you know how crazy that is. So I can just imagine a BET Awards to change the whole swing of things just for Michael. So I did. The time they had, they did their thing with it, the time they had.
Okay, that's it. And you know, my thing is, like I said, with Michael, my only request would have been that, and I hope they do something else for him, which I'm sure they're scheduling and in the works of doing. But I just felt like that wasn't enough for Michael. You know, a little clip here, a little song here or there. But with you being there live and in person, it just had to be touching when Janet came out. How did that affect you when you seen Janet trying to fight back tears?
And when I seen Janet, it's like, you know how your breath be like, like, it's like the whole room was kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Then she couldn't really talk. I was like, man, you had to feel it. Like, you ain't got no heart if you ain't feel it. You feel me?
Okay, did you break down? Did you break down and cry?
I ain't break down, but it touched me. You know,
yeah,
I
mean, okay.
You get touched. I got touched.
I hear you. I hear you. Okay. I know that's right. Well, I'm glad to see, Benz, that you're on the move, and, I mean, you are excelling in your career, doing great things. And, you know, I just really believe that you are constantly growing and constantly, you know, evolving in the music industry. And I have to say that, you know, you're a very talented brother. That's why I invited you back, you know, because I enjoy the fact that you put your all into it. I can tell when I listen to your music, you put 110% into your music, into you. You know what I mean?
I appreciate that, Brian. So, cause you know, next week I got the big weekend coming up. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that's in Mississippi, anybody close to Mississippi, I got a 3-day video shoot next weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I'm shooting 2 different videos. A song called I Might Not Got Her. And then Saturday, I just dropped my DJ Smalls mixtape. We doing it at the club down here, like the biggest club we got in this city called Fremont. Then the next day, which is Sunday, I'm doing a pool party. It's going down.
Are you doing it up, man? Holla at your girl. Send your girl a ticket so I can go on and get in that pool out there with y'all.
Man, we gotta get you some chicken and some chillings and some.
You know, huh? For real.
That's what we got,
man. Now I see. It says that you are working on 3 new projects: the release plan, tax season, and dinner time. Tell us about that.
Okay, tax season. I dropped it 2 months ago. Release plan, I dropped that last month. And last week, I just DJ Smalls, Chronos the Brick. Every month, I'm trying to drop a mixtape on them, bro. So,
I got
the DJ Folk and the DJ Scream. I'm working on that. So,
there you go.
We grinding.
Okay, you doing it, ain't you?
We grinding.
Okay.
I'm trying to get it in, man, Mississippi.
Get in where you fit in.
I'm trying to get in.
Okay. I got to see you on 106 and Park now. We want to see you up there so we can vote.
Man, like I said on my last mixtape, wait till the world get low on me, bro. Wait till the world
okay.
get low on me.
It's a wrap, huh?
It's a wrap. It's over with.
Okay.
Like,
I know that's
country,
right.
Where I get this country dude right here from? He cool. He don't really seem like he's from the country. Yes, I'm from Mississippi, baby.
You're so crazy.
They never seen before.
This
you know
that Mississippi.
They think we got horses and we riding on dirt roads and stuff down here. Man, we got horses in the hood, man. We got paved roads. Man, we getting money just like everybody else. We got six.
You crazy. You crazy. We getting money.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and play this remix of Birthday Sex. Just like I said, this song here, Ben's put that extra on there. He just got it popping. So, y'all definitely stay tuned. Here it is, Ben's the remix to Birthday Sex.
Hey, Ben. It's your girl, Tasha. You know it's my birthday. Coming up.
I got a gift for you.
Oh, yeah.
And it's wrapped up. They call me Trojan Man. I stay strapped up. I'm trying to take you to a place you never been before. Sit in my passenger seat and gone and close the door. What I got in store, you can't ignore. You messing with the man, not a little boy. Close your eyes, let me kiss you from your neck to thigh. Once the climax, now it's time to go live.
It's your birthday, so I know you want to ride out. Even if we only go to my house. Sit more easy as we sit up on my couch. Feels good, but I know you want to cry out. You say you want passion, I think you found it. Get ready for action, don't be astounded. Position, you feel surrounded. Tell me where you want to. so sweet, sweet. Tastes just like Hershey's. Just tell me how you want your kiss, girl. Please that body, body out. Or girl without a broom, I might just sweep you off your feet and make you wanna tell somebody, body how I do. Or maybe we can float on top my waterbed. You close your eyes as I improv between your legs. We work our way from kitchen stoves and tables, girl, you know I'm more than able to live. Yeah.
That is, and so we're back with the artist of the year, Benz. Benz also got one of the, he had the hottest song in Mississippi called "Say It to My Face." Many of you who are following Benz's career, he has just been an extraordinary rapper. Sold over 10,000 copies with Pax Pushers. That was his first CD. Then he also received Album of the Year. The Album of the Year, which had the hit single, Hater Blockers, which won Song of the Year, then shortly after that, the first album that he signed the label with Interscope Records in 2001, Benz dropped his mixtape titled One Life, One Love, and Benz has just been doing his thing ever since, and like I said, one of the hottest hip-hop acts from Mississippi. Crooked letter, humpback eye. So, hey, Benz is doing it up tonight, and thank you for joining us on the live show on the internet. Benz, I got to get you to do a drop for me, Benz.
I got you. I've got to tell you, though, you know, we just had a war, the Jackson Music Awards being last Monday. I won Entertainer of the Year, Mississippi.
Yeah. What? Oh, hold on. Yeah, look at this. You just doing it up. Okay. Now, see, we got to give you. You serious about that paper. Look, serious about your goals, making it happen. We got to go ahead and give you a round of applause for that one now. Okay. We got the stadium cheering for you. Okay. That's what's up. Okay. Entertainer of the Year. You better go ahead now.
Man, I'm trying to do it, man. I'm trying to do it. So everybody want to check me out, man. They can go on YouTube.
Okay.
Type in QB Benz. They're going to see all the spots we be hitting. They're going to see some videos. They can go to MySpace and / QB Benz. Hit me up on Twitter, QB Benz. Out of Facebook, QB Benz.
Okay. You're like, I'm serious. Got it going on. You know what? I wanted to tell you that I really loved your words of wisdom. And that you, the advice that you had to your fans was follow your heart and don't believe nothing anyone tells you. You know, be up grinding while others sleep and give it your all. And if you can't be mad, you know what I mean, if you fail. And I really do I appreciate that. Because everybody's not going to be successful the very first time you attempt something, but it doesn't mean quit.
Nope, you can't quit. You can't quit. Like, my thing is, man, give it your all. You know, if you give it your all and you fail, you can't be mad. It just wasn't meant for you to be what that was. Try something else. Do something else. Then get at your all. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you do, give it 110%, man. Can't be afraid to fail. That's what I tell everybody. Don't be afraid to fail because everything ain't going to work.
That's right. Well, you know what? I've learned in life, and this is for personally and professionally, we fail forward to success. You know what I'm saying? You have to, you know, fall down and get some bruises sometime and some cuts sometime, you know, in order to grow and to learn and to gain wisdom in life. And I just believe that it helps to develop you as an artist, you know, and as just as a human being, period. You know, it gives you character when you go through tough times in life and you just get that much better.
You're so right, Brown, so you're right.
Okay.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
I do, man. I just got to tell you, too, Brown. So I really appreciate you having me back on here. I appreciate you just shining the light on me. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. Now, you know I got you. Okay. I just got, like I said, I appreciate that you are really working hard. You're focused. You got great things going. And I see nothing but success for you. You know what I'm saying?
I got to snatch you up there with me now.
Okay, what's up?
If I make it, you know, you're going to make it, right? We're gonna
you feel me? No, don't forget you, okay? That's what I'm talking about.
You can't forget who. See, this is my motto I go by. Same people you see when you're going up, you're going to see them coming down. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? So, you know,
that's
I try
it.
To treat everybody like I want to be treated.
That's it. You know? Well, even with all your success, you have remained very humble. You know, you're not cocky or arrogant. And, you know, is it hard to remain rooted like that within an industry where, especially as a rapper, you do see a lot of cockiness and you know, I don't want to say rude or egos, but you know what I mean?
You do, because I one thing that has helped me in my whole music thing is I'm not new to having money. You see what I'm saying? So it's
mm-hmm,
like...
Mm-hmm.
Once you have some money and you understand money don't make you, you
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? That's how I think a lot of rappers, they get cocky, how they get this chip on their shoulder because, you know, they get this little money, think they're above people, but you're not above nobody because just like you got it, you can lose it. You know what I'm saying? So my thing,
okay.
I always stay focused, I always stay humble because it's a blessing to whatever you get. If you got a Pinto, enjoy and love your Pinto like it's a BMW. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how I look at it. Like, whatever you get, enjoy it and feel like you're blessed. And whatever you got, the next person might not have.
Mm-hmm. That's real. That's real. You know, so just appreciate what you have. And, you know, I believe even that's scripture in the Bible, how when God says, you know, he'll make you faithful over little before he'll give you much. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You have to appreciate where you're at before you can get to where you're going. You know, I believe that there are tests sometimes that God faces us with in order to grow and to go to that next level.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what you have to do. You know what I'm saying? So, Vince, shout out your upcoming events that you have so the listeners can find out where they can catch you at. I know you mentioned the pool party and you got all this other stuff coming on, but as far as any other tour dates or special events, let us know.
Okay, as of right now, my last 2 weeks in July, I took off to get this video stuff straight. The first week in August, I think we're going to New York. Then, like, after this, I got some events, like I'm going to Detroit, then I'm going back to Houston and Atlanta. I just, like, best thing to do is check out my MySpace page. I try to keep that update weekly to let you know where I'm going. So hit the MySpace up, QB Ben.
Oh, okay. That's it. So y'all know, y'all hit him up, and that's where you can check out his latest to see what's going on with him. And I think that'll be a great idea to certainly continue to keep everybody in the loop. Check it out. Add Vince to your friends on your MySpace page. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm telling you, this brother here is moving and shaking. Okay? And just got great things happening. Now, tell us what inspired you to create the remix to Birthday Set.
When I first heard the song, like, before it got high, like, damn, I like that song. Like, I'm one of them artists, for some reason, I be feeling them R&B songs. Like, I be always want to jump on all R&B remixes. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's just how I am. I be trying to kiss songs before they get hot, and it just so happened when I caught that one, everybody was loving it. You know what I'm saying? So,
uh-huh.
I just, like, it was a hot song. Like, that's what it was. It was just a hot song.
Okay,
you know,
and it was.
That's what it is. You know, I love the ladies, so I always try to do something for them, because, you know, every now and then,
I know that's right.
You know, I forget a little too much and I be in the streets, but I got to come back to the ladies and do something for them.
That's it? Okay. And that show was it?
That's what it is. You know, I got some more stuff I got to send you too, Brown.
Okay, yeah.
That's what it is.
You know I'm a player, too. You know I'm a player.
I already know. I appreciate you, baby. Like, I really do appreciate it. I'm telling you that because you know how funny my phone been acting lately with losing the signal, because as I'm talking, I am on the road now, headed back to Mississippi. So, you know, I just appreciate everything, bro. So.
Okay. Look at that.
I thought I had
no,
lost
no, no. I'm here. I'm here. I hear you.
Okay.
Okay. That's what's up. Okay, well, Benz, it sounds like I said, you got a man on the move. You just have a tremendous schedule ahead of you, got all kind of things going on. And like I said, I just want to tell you that I'm here to support you. Anytime you want to come back to Brown Sugar Radio, you know you're always welcome, okay? And I see the new projects you have coming up. And, you know, I just want to say that I do support anything you do and wish you much success.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. And I appreciate it. When I get back to the house, I'm going to sing you some new records, too.
Okay. That's what's up. Yeah. Because it sounds like you on the move now. You constantly got all kind of stuff going on. But I, like I said, I'm just grateful that you even allowed us to, you know, share with us your remixes that you have. And speaking of which, would you say that's your specialty, Ben? You know, remixes?
I'm kind of good at it. I don't even know what my specialty is. That's a good question. I don't even know.
I'm good at all of it, dang it.
Man, I don't even know. I don't know.
That's
like,
funny.
I'm telling you this. Like, I feel like the remixes are easier for me. You know what I'm saying? Because I already know what I'm working with. You know what I'm saying? It's like somebody else putting the motor in the car. All I got to do is drive it and paint it a little bit. And I'm good putting some paint and some wheels on the car. So, so hey.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Well, like I said, I have just enjoyed having you. And certainly, I'd love for you to keep me posted on any new things. You do that anyway. You keep in touch with me. And I, like I said, that's one good thing that I have just enjoyed with you. And I have to say that with being a family man, because I know you have children, possibly married or have a long-term girlfriend, but, you know, just having a family, what would you say is the hardest thing trying to juggle, Benz, between your family and your
music, yes,
you know, your professional life?
Yeah, like that is kind of hard because, you know, sometimes I don't think the family understands. Sometimes I don't think the kids understand. Then if I come in for one day, you know, the one day the kids got to get it. You know what I'm saying? So then the rest of the family are like, what about me? So it is kind of hard, but I'm going to make it happen. Like I told them, when we get this money, we ain't got to worry about it. What about me? I'm going to get them tour bus to go right beside
them. Okay. That's it. All right. Well, tell the family that Brown Sugar Radio said what's up. And, you know, I want to bring you back at a later date and we can catch up some more and certainly play some more of your new hits and new singles. And congratulations on Entertainer of the Year. That is incredible.
Appreciate it, baby.
Okay.
Me, Brown Sugar.
I sure will. All right, hon. All right, well, listen, Benz, last minute, do you have any last words that you'd like to share with us before we close for this evening? Did you want to share with your fans? Uh-oh, Ben. Okay, I guess we must have lost him. Bless his heart. All right, so Ben's is, I guess we must have lost him. I know he was actually traveling, and so that was just nice of him to even call in while he's out on the road. And
I just have to say that I think that it's a great time to, you know, just really embrace and work together, you know, with other artists. And many of you know Brown Sugar Radio, we do cater to, you know, the up-and-coming urban style and culture, you know, and we just want to make sure that we embrace that and that we uplift one another, work together. You know, this isn't a show where we bash people or try to, you know, intentionally hurt anyone. We want to uplift and to promote positive words. And on that note, I do have some positive. You know me, I always have something before we close tonight. Tonight's a brief show, brief segment. And before we close tonight, I'm going to read some words of encouragement. Y'all know I already do. I always try to get you, you know, uplifted. But the title is God is Always Working, okay? The scripture that I'm coming from is 1 Thessalonians 4 and 1. It says, furthermore, brethren, we beg and admonish you in the Lord Jesus that you follow the instructions which you learned from us about how you ought to walk so as to please and gratify God, as indeed you are doing, and that you do so even more and more abundantly, attaining yet greater perfection in living this life. In 1 Thessalonians 2 and 13, Paul wrote, when you receive the message of God, which you heard from us, you welcome it not as the word of men, but as it truly is, the word of God, which is effectually at work in you who believe, exercising its superhuman power in those who adhere to and trust in and rely on it. The Bible says that God works in those who believe it. So no matter what you see today, believe that God is working on your breakthrough. So I hope that encourages someone for today. Don't get discouraged. I know life may get hard at times, and you may go through different trials and tribulations that may have you very discouraged. If anyone's battling depression or battling, you know, low self-esteem, by all means, just know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. And that's my favorite scripture, Romans 8 and 28. And, you know, I decided, you know, at the end of my segments, I'm going to try to give you a positive note, you know, to some type of motivational thought, because I really want to empower my audience, you know, my listeners, give you some food for thought, give you a word of encouragement. I know many of my listeners actually listen while you're at work. And I know how challenging work can be sometimes. You know, you go to work and you may have some things you're dealing with on the job, and you may need that scripture or you may need those words of encouragement to get through the day. By all means, if you're a college student, I know you need prayer. I know you need words of encouragement because college can certainly be challenging at times. But for the most part, I just want to say thank you all for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio. Every one of you mean so much to me. I have to give a big shout out to Edlips. Edlips is one of my loyal listeners. He don't care if it's just him and I in the chat room. He's always there tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, and I just have to say thank you, Ed. I appreciate you coming through loyally. It could just be him and I sometime, but we make it happen on Brown Sugar Radio. And like I said, I just want you to know from the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. The show announcements for this week, I want many of you to know that this Thursday I'm going to have Mike P. Mike P is a huge radio personality on the air. He is here in Las Vegas at Hot 97.5, which is also known as KVEG. Mike P does his thing. He actually started his own comedy show out here in Las Vegas, and he's featured at Poetry Nightclub. And y'all want to check him out if you come out here to Vegas. He's an exceptional actor, comedian, DJ. I mean, he does it all. Just so funny. And I felt honored that he accepted my invite on the show. He's one of my mentors in the radio world. And I appreciate the fact that he's going to come on the air and share his journey that began with radio. And so keep that marked on your calendars. And then also upcoming, we have on the 23rd of July, Reuben Cannon. Reuben Cannon will be live and in person on Brown Sugar Radio. I look forward to his interview. Many of you know he's an incredible R&B singer, has a voice.
I'm telling you, like an angel. The brother can sing. Oh, honey, he can sing. And y'all want to mark your calendars for July 23rd because Reuben Cannon will be in the building now. Cannon, yes, that name does sound familiar. We're not talking about Reuben Studdard from American Idol, okay? We're talking about Reuben Cannon, who is also the brother of Nick Cannon, the brother-in-law of Mariah Carey, but he is here standing on his own as Reuben Cannon, all right? And so making a name for himself, doing big things, and I ain't mad at him. Then on the following Thursday, we're going to have a show. It'll be on July 30th. July 28th, that Tuesday, we're going to have a show, and I'm finally going to do it. It's going to be the show on Can You Marry a Partner That Earns Less Money Than You Do? You know, does true love exist anymore? Is that something that we can achieve any longer? And it just seems as if the divorce rate is at an all-time high, and certainly with the economy the way it is now, can these married couples survive these financial hardships, or are a lot of them calling it quits? So you definitely want to keep it tuned also for that show. That's going to be a very interesting topic. And we do have some more surprise guests coming up in the month of August, and you just got to keep tuning in to my calendar. Follow me on Twitter. Please join me at www.twitter.com/brownsugarradio. Also, too, you can check us out at MySpace, which is myspace.com/brownsugarinvegas. And then for those of you who would love to follow me on Facebook, you know it's facebook.com/brownsugarradioshow. Tried to get Brown Sugar Radio. Someone already took it, so I had to put Brown Sugar Radio Show. All right? Holla at your girl. Okay, well, that's it for now. I just have to say that thank you once again for all of you loyal listeners tuning in. Those of you listening to the archive segment, thank you also. I do see that our archives have actually increased, and it's been a very big honor to know that I have gained more listeners. And actually, August is our anniversary month. Brown Sugar Radio will be 2 years old. So here we are, 2 year anniversary. All right, well, thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Y'all make it a great night.
y'all keep it real when you're talking about my sisters. Sister Lee, Halle, Patty, and Eve, Condi, Oprah, all these.
Yeah.